This is the only morning show that matters. Rooster 101's K-Man Crosstalk. Brought to you by Digicel Business. Helping you and your business to rethink your IT solutions. Join the conversation on Twitter at Digicel KY Biz. Hashtag Let's Talk Business. Now, here are your hosts, Woody DaCosta and Barry Quappe.
And welcome back to K-Man Crosstalk, everyone. And we're talking to the people who put together the K-Man made film, Tripping Through. It is a, a romantic comedy, I guess, Michelle, would you say?
I would say it's a romantic comedy, although, you know, we started off calling it that, but there are actually a lot of touching, you know, more emotionally moving parts in it that we discovered once we edited it and took a look.
Yeah, I want to talk more about the bizarre moments of the bedroom. Take me into the bedroom, Malcolm.
Oh,
tell us about the bedroom scene.
We had a lot of fun.
Of people talk about this stuff, and they interview actors who've done bedroom scenes, and they go, really, guys, that's not what it looked like. That's a lot of editing. But anyway, Malcolm, tell us about bedroom scenes for Tripping Through.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, well, it's a romantic comedy, as you pointed out, so there has to be a little bit of romance. Of course, because it's a comedy, it doesn't always turn out exactly as you might expect.
And
without giving too much away, but one of the themes within the film is that Carly gets her buddy Nick, played by Dominic Wheaton, signs her up for online dating, unbeknownst to her.
So oh, no.
She gets set up with a number of blind dates throughout the course of the film. And in at least one case,
she gets a call from a very, very sweet date. She kind of wants to cancel, but she decides not to because she doesn't want to be rude.
Mm.
So she set up on a date with sweet Kevin.
Played by famous local actor Michael McLaughlin.
Who was
drum roll, please.
Yes, absolutely.
I love him.
He was hilarious in it. So she goes on a date with sweet Kevin. And at the end of the date, he goes to drop her off at her house and just, you know, asks if he can use the little boy's room before he has to start his long drive home.
Yeah.
The date hasn't really gone well. There's been no click. She's very interested in this other
man. Carly says, what? It was nice or something like that.
Very pleasant.
Thank you.
It was very
pleasant.
Listen, people, when your date tell you it was very pleasant, guess what? It really wasn't. That's just a very nice lady. I love that line.
She's a little bit too nice, I would say, in the film. But he asks if he can use the little boy's room, and she says yes.
And then loses
track of him in her house.
Yeah.
I don't want to give away too much, but we'll just say she finds him in her bedroom.
All right. Now you have to see it to watch what transpires after that. But Woody has gotten something ready for you guys. It's a little clip of the I guess it's the trailer.
Yep.
Yeah. So just listen up, folks.
You know how
this is our movie trailer. Fantastic. Which is visible on our website, trippingthroughmovie.com, if anybody wants to tune in and take a look.
Carly's always had more than her fair share of bad luck, especially when it comes to romance.
Carly Masterson, you have been served.
Oh, I don't think we have been, actually. We just ordered.
After she loses her job and her boyfriend in the same week, her buddy Nick tries to help out by signing her up for online dating.
Finally.
Stop signing me up for things.
I thought you were trying to get your mind off of your breakup with a jerk face.
But in Carly's world, things don't always work out as planned.
Well, thank you, Kevin. It was very pleasant.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pleasant.
Yeah.
It's when Nick secretly enrolls Carly in a university study of klutzes.
And then she lit my curtains on fire.
That sparks really start to fly.
So, Carly, you really do seem to fit the profile.
Oh, I'm definitely your girl. I mean, I'm not your girl, like, romantically.
But even if she's lucky enough to meet the one, will she manage not to blow it?
When it all comes through, just tripping through.
Na-na-na-na-na. I really don't know how these things happen to you.
I have to phone him.
Tell him. Will Carly finally get control over her life? Or will she just keep on tripping through?
You burn down a kitchen one time and nobody can let it go. I gotta go. I'll talk to you later. Bye, sis.
Tripping through.
you go. And a little taste of the music, which we also need to talk about. Chuck and Barry did the entire musical score for the film, and that was their daughter Terry singing the title song.
Yep. We actually had a couple singers on island, and due to scheduling and stuff, we couldn't get them into the studio, literally, and had to drop that vocal in from London to the Grand Canyon.
Amazing.
So,
technology, gotta love it.
You know, gotta love digitization and all of that. It was wonderful, but I always love to watch Michelle when she hears the title track because it makes her cry.
Which nobody knew about, which the listeners couldn't tell, but now you've shared that with
me. No, I meant to share that. I know, just smack me. Just give me a smack.
The music made such a huge difference, and mm-hmm. the listeners who don't know, most films that don't have a budget, am I saying that right now?
Yes.
That don't have any
financial. Have a zero budget.
Most films that don't have any financial backing, what you do for the music is you get a membership and you just download stock music. And you fade it in and out. And to have Chuck and Barry's original compositions mm-hmm. just really took the movie to a completely different, much higher level. And then to have Terry... as we mentioned, Terry Kwapa came out every day and did makeup mm-hmm. and wardrobe. Awesome. And then, again, I want to say this is just what is amazing about this community. I mean, Terry herself is just such a talented singer and performer and mm-hmm. director. Mm-hmm. Yet we didn't have need for that in the film. So she said, I'm going to come out and I'm going to
do makeup.
Well, also, she's seen me do my own makeup. So she knew there was such a need
there.
There
was a problem.
But there was such a problem.
Let me help you out here, Michelle.
You look younger, not older and haggard, Michelle. But she was there every step of the way mm-hmm. Until she abandoned us, moving to London to start her
She'll
own film career. But it really made sense for me, and it means a lot for me to have her sing the song at the mm-hmm. end while the credits are rolling, because she was such a big part of it as well.
Absolutely.
Well, I know she would love to hear that, so I'll have to tell her she was bragged about today. Thanks,
definitely.
Guys. But let me go back to the future plans.
Future plans, absolutely. Well, first of all, we want to take this one on the road. I mean, Tony Mark of K-Film was, when we met with him a couple of times, obviously wants to promote filmmaking in the Cayman Islands. And so he encouraged us. And with a little bit of help with some grants now, we've been able to get some funding from the CNCF and the Ministry of Culture have put forward some funds to help us with promotion.
Fantastic.
And we are taking it on the road. So we've submitted to the Toronto International Film Festival, the New Orleans International Film Festival, Chicago to start. And we're waiting to, determine how we are, where our level of interest is in terms of the quality of our product. But many, many more festivals to be submitted to over the coming,
Over the next year.
About 12 months is the life cycle for the festival circuit.
Guys, so. You are doing it. You're going for that dream.
Absolutely.
You know how inspirational you are to all of our listeners this morning.
Well,
I don't care if you dream about starting your own mechanic business out of the back of your van or you dream of making a movie. Mm-hmm. You need to go for it, Malcolm and Michelle.
Yeah.
No, I agree. And I think, as much as we were laughing about earlier about just being naive, maybe that's almost a blessing because we didn't do a lot of, oh no, what if this and what if that and what if it doesn't turn out? We just kind of went, let's make a movie. What's step one?
Yeah.
And that's what I would say for people out there that are wanting to do something and are filled with self-doubt. Just put that, at the back of your brain and mm-hmm. take the first step.
But what if you have people around you that go, you're nuts?
Well,
don't listen to them.
Exactly.
I was just going to say, have they done anything? Yeah. Anything at all? If not, just move on.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, there's one step we never did cover, and it's probably the funniest step of all, and that is the casting sessions.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us how those went.
Casting was interesting because we had over 50 speaking roles when we actually did the breakdown of the screenplay, and we realized that's a lot of actors. And a traditional casting call in Hollywood would be, of course, you put some ads in the paper and you see who shows up. And we didn't think that was going to be a successful approach. So we
didn't think we would have the bodies here. And then, when we sat down, we thought, I think between the two of us and our, what did we say, few 20 plus years of acting or directing or producing on the island, we probably know everyone.
Drama Society, CNCF, we've got a large circle of friends who are in theater acting for sure.
Yeah, so we kind of went the opposite way. We had a list of all the actors
all the roles
that we knew.
Yeah.
And then we had the roles,
mm-hmm.
and we said, oh, this actor, what would they be very strong at? Let's put them over here. What about this actor?
It's like one of those puzzles where you have to draw a line from, one column A to column B.
Exactly how we did it. And we ended up, I'm so happy with the casting. It worked out phenomenal. The only regret I had is I wish that we had more roles. There were a lot of strong actors. And again, going back to community support, a lot of the actors that we had would normally be leads, very,
right.
very strong actors. And we would say to them, we kind of need you to walk on and do two lines. And that was absolutely no problem. And you know what? If you need me as an extra, I can do that too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's neat. I kind of wonder if we had a budget and we were paying people, there would be more ego involved. But because mm-hmm. it was, just kind of a grassroots project, people were coming and saying, just let me do whatever I can to help you out.
It's true. Yeah.
That is beautiful.
It's amazing. Just as a writer and now an executive producer, because it's unusual.
Ooh,
and
she says.
You keep hearing the stories of authors who may have sold their rights to their books or something of that nature, and movies are made of it, but they're not happy of how it portrayed,
mm-hmm.
The initial line and the theme throughout the whole entire book.
Mm-hmm. You do, and I think you do. You might lose some of the messaging because once a production company gets a hold of it, they want to make money. So they will change messages to be more commercially viable when that might not be your original message. So it's funny, we were talking the other day about what if we had funding, or what if someone said, you did such a good job, like, let's back your next project. I said, I don't think that's really our personalities. We like to maintain our own control, and we like to have our own messaging and work within the community.
So those people who are listening out there, and you have your favorite local actors you like to watch, can you just throw out a few of the names of the people that we're going to see when we go see your movie?
Oh, every name.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. You mentioned Mike McLaughlin. We've got Dominic Wheaton, who plays the sidekick, the buddy. Adam Cockrell, who is the love interest. Marianne Cosa plays the kind of Stella, the mentor character. We have
In the hospital bed,
that's right. Martin Ted, we may know from the Prospect Playhouse.
Fantastic.
He's a fantastic actor.
His big role, y'all might remember, he did was like in The King and I years ago.
Right,
yes.
Exactly.
But he's done a hundred different plays.
Yeah.
Martin's character, sorry to interrupt, but Martin's character was kind of funny. When we adapted the novel to the movie, we needed to shift things around a bit. We needed to make my love interest a little bit more interesting and give him kind of more
depth.
Yes. And so one of the ways of doing that was to show him, interacting with other people. And so we actually added characters that we didn't have in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the characters that we added, as I wrote that character in, and we had our list of actors in mind, I pictured Martin Ted and wrote the character for him.
It was actually written for him.
Wow.
It's a fantastic performance.
See, you never know the little gems you find as an interviewer when you go down these roads. But more actors, please.
Okay, Morgan DaCosta.
Woohoo!
Was one of Carly's dates. He played the lawyer Phil, I think.
Yeah.
Another date that did not go well.
it was pleasant.
Yeah.
It was pleasant.
That's right.
We had a whole crew of movers, which was Neil Hamadi.
Oh, your husband, Chuck.
Oh, gosh, he's mortified.
He was hilarious.
He was so funny.
No, he is.
Yeah.
He is. But when we first met, he told me he'd never been on stage. He couldn't stand putting on a costume. Nothing. And it wasn't until I went to New York and met his mother for the first time. She pulled out these photo albums that he had been in all these high school productions.
Wow.
And he was known for his funny.
Well, there you go.
Ability.
He was very good. And it was really
very
funny
natural.
On set because we had Terry. I don't think she actually needed to put makeup on him. But
no,
she made
it was
a big
more of
deal
a, oh,
of
yeah.
putting the makeup on him and taking several pictures. So yeah, we laughed the whole time during the shooting of this movie.
Yeah. So we have there's a group of klutzes that our hero, Dr. Alex, is studying. He's a psychologist.
So we have Soraya Mogadas.
Yes. Jacqueline Frank.
Jacqueline Frank's flying in for this, and you guys may remember her. She's been in Rundown in past years. So for listeners out there who may have enjoyed Jacko's performance there, she's actually flying back. So.
Yeah, so
she has a very good presence.
Yeah,
Craig Robinson.
Right, Alison Brun.
Scott Bryant.
Yeah, Scott Bryant, who's
Alison's
husband now. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it was funny because we were actually short a couple of male actors. Mm. There seemed to be more female actors than male actors on island. So a lot of times when we were casting, we would look at couples and say, I bet if we ask the wife and ask her to bring along the husband,
ooh,
we'll get like
a little devious.
Two for one. We get two for one. Oh, yeah, there was a lot of strategy. We'll call that strategizing.
Yes. Yes. So what, the lady behind the pizza counter.
Oh, yes.
Oh, not, yes.
I'm just trying to remember.
Talking about people taking a small role who've done much
massive
more,
roles.
Much more.
Yeah.
Abby Moorhead.
Abby's the lead in The Devil You Know.
Exactly.
And we said, we're sorry, it's almost embarrassing, but we need someone who's very young looking, which is Abby, that could be behind a pizza counter. And she said, yep,
yeah,
absolutely,
no problem. Yeah.
And then you were starting to say Gabby Wheaton.
Gabby Wheaton plays, yeah, she's in a video store, a clerk.
Yeah.
Very talented, the Wheaton family.
Extremely talented group of people. So
she was the actor I was watching that day that hit her mark every time, no matter how many takes you demanded.
Yes, exactly.
It was fantastic.
She's quite good. And this was kind of another funny thing about the lack of male actors, number of male actors that we needed on island is when we went back to the script, a lot of the roles were male, and we said, well, the ones that can be female, let's make them female.
Yep.
And the ones where it doesn't really fit, but it would make it funny, let's make that a female role. So,
yeah.
And isn't Matthew Leslie in there too?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, he's so funny too. Matthew Leslie.
That's right.
And what's the Matt Brown?
Matt Brown.
Oh, yeah.
He is massively funny.
He's hilarious.
I love him.
He plays yet another date that kind of goes wrong.
Sideways,
when
yeah.
When we asked Matt if he would be willing to participate, he said, oh, I'd love to. And if you can you please give me kind of a very intense, just give me something different. Give me a different role. So we did have a role of one of Carly's website dates that says, I think on his profile, he says he loves to talk about the economy.
Yeah.
And so we thought, okay. And so we cast Matt, and he just took it up to a different level.
He does, as he does.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I mean, for you guys out there listening this morning, I'm sure you've heard one or two local actors that you've seen and loved before, whether it was from the well-known Rundown production or one of the CDS productions in the past, because you really do have a who's who of the local actors who, they can't resist this addiction to acting.
I want to mention Wendy Moore as well, specifically.
Wendy Dakin Moore.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's another one that everyone will recognize for her work in the theater as well. When we come back, we just want to do a recap here, announce the time once again if people are just joining us, and talk about tripping through life. We'll be right back.